a number of expressions of interest from some buyers, Deputy Sheriff of the Wynberg North Court, Mone Fanda Fainfa, brought the hammer down and sold the house to Arthur Tsimitakopoulos for just over 3.7 million rands. AfriForum said the Zimbabwean government had tried to stop the auction by offering to pay the legal costs incurred by the farmers in taking this case to different courts. However, the sale went on when Zimbabwe failed to make the payment. This is the first time in the history of Africa that a country's property is sold to compensate those affected by its alleged human rights abuses. AfriForum legal representative advocate Willie Spice said the sale of the Zimbabwean property at number 28 Sawsbill Road, Kenilworth, Cape Town, was a strong warning to countries perpetrating human rights abuses that they could still be prosecuted using the courts of neighboring countries.
What we have now is an international human rights ruling that's been enforced against the perpetrator, which is quite a strong message to send out and a strong way of exposing the fact that things are not right in Zimbabwe, things need to be corrected, and that what has happened so far was illegal and had to be rectified.
In 2008, white farmers whose farms were expropriated without compensation during land invasion in Zimbabwe approached the SATIC tribunal to seek recourse. The tribunal ruled that Zimbabwe's land reform program was illegal, racist, and violated the international law. It ordered that the farmers be compensated. The Zimbabwean government ignored the ruling, forcing AfriForum to take the case to the Supreme Court, which affirmed the tribunal's decision. The Zimbabwean government then took the case to the Constitutional Court, which also affirmed the tribunal's ruling and ordered Zimbabwe to pay the legal costs incurred by farmers through AfriForum. Zimbabwe's failure to pay the legal costs compelled AfriForum to attach this property, resulting in today's auction. A German bank, KfW, will get a share from the sale after it also successfully sought the attachment of the same property. The bank is owed millions by the Zimbabwean government on money borrowed to bail out the troubled Zimbabwe Iron and Steel Company. But Spice said the most important thing for his organization is the victory for human rights, not the money involved.
The important thing is the fact that the property is being sold and the fact that a statement is made that a country that is guilty of human rights abuses are being punished in this manner.
He said the next step now is to get an international court to determine the amount that should be paid by the Zimbabwean government to compensate the farmers' expropriated farms. At the height of land invasions in Zimbabwe, several white farmers were killed, abducted, beaten, and asked to vacate their farms empty-handed. Attempts to get a reaction from the Zimbabwean government had not been fruitful at the time of airing the story. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.